It's a pleasure to introduce you tonight to Ron Slate, whose collection, The Incentive of the Maggot, is the winner of this year's Larry Levis Reading Prize, an award endowed by the family of Larry Levis, one that serves a dual purpose. First, it honors an outstanding first or second book of poetry published during the previous year, chosen from over 100 entries, many of them already award-winning volumes. Just as importantly, as you've heard from Greg, it seeks to honor and keep the memory alive of an American poet who was among the most important, original, and ambitious of the past four decades. I think Ron Slate's collection is an especially apt choice for the award, for it shares many of the things that I look to in Larry Levis's work. A sly and pontification-free mixing of the political and the personal, a grown-up sense of irony that refuses glibness just as sternly as it refuses easy consolation, and a masterful ability to move the poem in surprising directions. Like Levis's, these poems can be funny and heartbreaking at once, and they are exceptionally learned and cosmopolitan, supremely confident in their capacity to borrow from both high and low culture in a wise and a Horatian sense. Wise in all the ways that count, whether the author is writing about a Roman statue of a hermaphrodite on exhibit in the Louvre, about an apparition of the Virgin Mary that appears in a hospital window, or about a conversation with an old woman in a supermarket that is prompted by a cheesy Dean Martin song. You all remember the goal James Wright set for himself in a poem. The kind of poetry I want to write is the poetry of a grown man. And that is the kind of poetry we encounter in The Incentive of the Maggot. Ron Slate has been publishing poetry for over 30 years, and there are some of us in this room who remember a wonderful literary journal he edited in the 1970s called The Chowder Review. It's important to also note that his background is in business and not in the academy. He has been, as the jacket note to his collection notes, the vice president of global communications for a major computer technology company and the chief operating officer of a biotech startup. But during this time, he is also able to write a splendid collection of verse, one that was awarded the highly coveted Bakeless Prize from the Breadloaf's Writers' Conference in Houghton Mifflin, and which received a slew of glowing reviews, and which is also one of the finalists for this year's very prestigious Lenore Marshall Prize, an honor that's very rarely given to a first book. It's a terrific pleasure tonight to introduce you to Ron Slate.